spiritual is wholeness of life, and whole we know to be more than the collection of parts. What we explain as spiritual is, by one example, the house. House is built of the wall and the ceiling and the floor and the pillar. These become the part of the house. They raise the house. No builder builds a house, surprisingly. He only builds a wall and a ceiling and a pillar and a floor. What the owner gets is the house. What the builders build, the items. He builds the parts, he raises the parts. The whole belongs to the owner. The house comes out of the collection of parts. The very common proverb that whole is more than the collection of parts. House is more than the collection of bricks. So that is whole. That whole is spirituality. What is that whole in the individual life? There is physical aspect of the body. There's so many nerves and veins and bones and all this brain function. All so many parts of the individual structure, they have some activity. When all that activity is put together, what gets structured is that whole, that wholeness of life, which is more than the collection of parts. And that wholeness is consciousness. Resulting from all the activity of the brain, each cell has its own activity, each membrane has its own activity, all the different parts of the brain functioning together, producing what we call consciousness. Consciousness is produced by the collection of all these parts, but it is completely irrespective of the parts, even though it is structured out of the parts. Like the house. House is completely irrespective of the wall and the ceiling and the floor, even though the collection of all these parts structure the house. But house, the characteristic of a house, has nothing to do with the wall and the ceiling and the floor. The whole is built out of the collection of parts. Spirituality is that wholeness of life. That consciousness is spiritual. That is the spiritual content of life. When we analyze like that, what we find is everything, every part of one's life has at its basis this essential constituent of life, consciousness. That wholeness. What we are after is develop full potential of consciousness. Now we have seen consciousness has its values, waking state of consciousness, dreaming, sleeping. And the physiology of each state of consciousness we know from the scientific experiments. The brain starts to function in a particular manner, and the whole that is produced out of that particular kind of activity is waking state of consciousness. Now the activity of the brain changes, metabolic rate changes, something happens, a different state of consciousness gets structured. Yet some other activity, other kind of activity starts in the brain, the whole physiology changes, we get another state of consciousness. Transcendental meditation is a process which structures the activity in such a way that it produces unbounded awareness, wholeness, such restfulness. So these states of consciousness, they all depend on how the body functions, how the brain functions. With transcendental meditation, the brain physiology becomes coherent. Random activity of the electrical brains in the electrical waves in the brain, they become coherent, they become orderly. Thought process becomes orderly. It becomes more holistic. That wide comprehension is not lost when one focuses on boundaries. Such beautiful, great advantages, they come from that experience of pure consciousness, which is wholeness of life, and that is the spiritual content. It's intimately related with the physiology, how the body functions. On that depends how the consciousness, the quality of consciousness. So in our teaching of spiritual unfoldment, what we teach is a procedure whereby the activity of the brain takes an orderly shape. The activity of the brain, transcendental meditation, is just adopting a specific level of mental activity whereby the whole physiology of the brain becomes orderly, mind becomes restfully alert. Metabolic rate has shown, also many of charts, scientific charts, have all indicated that in order to first produce and then maintain that holistic value of consciousness, one has to take the functioning of the system to a specific level, reduce the mental activity, thereby give rest to the whole nervous system, and do it day after day, morning and evening and morning and evening. The system becomes habituated. That ability is built in the nervous system to adapt itself to this beautiful state of restful alertness. And due to that inherent ability in the nervous system, that holistic value of awareness becomes lively in man. And that develops all right action, spontaneous right action, directly fulfilling action. And that is the sign of spiritual growth, growth of fullness of life. Because we want fullness of life to be lively in every phase of living. There are hundreds of phases of living. One has relationships with so many people here, there. In every phase of relationship, what we want? Wholeness of life. Wholeness of life. The spiritual goals of mankind, we have to talk in terms of goals, because living is something which has many facets to it. And every aspect of life must be raised to the dignity of fullness of life. And that is spiritual regeneration. Spiritual regeneration. Regeneration of spirituality. Wholeness of life is there, only it is inherent in man. It's like the sap is there, only it is inherent in the red, it's inherent in the green, it's inherent in the flat and round. It is deep within it. Now what we want is, we want the hidden value to blossom up on the surface. In the first instance, we say sap is within the green, within the red, within this. And when we have located the sap within it, once we have become familiar that the colorless sap is deep within the green and deep within the red, once we have realized that it is deep within here, once then that expression has become familiar, one is used to seeing that deep within the green and deep within the red is the sap, then we say, oh, deep within. Is it only deep within or what? Every fabric of red also is supported by the sap. So sap is everywhere, in and out. Then is the full realization of the value of sap. This is the whole holistic value of the sap realized in every part of its expression. And this is what we mean by spiritual unfoldment. Unfoldment of that fullness of life which is latent. Unfoldment of that fullness of life, with that wholeness of life which is latent. It must be unfolded to come on the surface. And this is what we say, every phase of living has to breathe the fullness of life. As it is, psychology tells us one uses only 10-15% of the mind. And then if there is that 100% ability, then it must be unfolded. Our procedure of transcendental meditation is to unfold that fullness of life by exposing our awareness to that unbounded infinite value of consciousness. Consciousness is the product of all the functions in the brain. So this wholeness to become a living reality, that wholeness should not remain in the depth of our existence. It must come up on the conscious level of experience. And that happens when we expose our nervous system, the activity of the nervous system, to that kind of silencing influence which cultures the brain to become more and more orderly. A time comes with this practice, the nervous system functions most orderly at all times. then we say full potential of spiritual value is unfolded. The brain is functioning in the most orderly manner. That unbounded awareness, that broad comprehension is not lost when you focus within boundaries. And that's the life to be lived. That we are not bogged down by boundaries and we attend to the boundaries. We remain established in our dignity of unboundedness. And that is spiritual life, where wholeness is not lost when we engage in boundaries. Living has to be with all boundaries, but the fullness of life, that unboundedness, remains lively in our awareness. That is spiritual unfoldment.